Hello and welcome to Falcon Cast, the official podcast of the Atlanta Falcons. I'm Matt Moore. We have Jay Adams, your familiar face, to my left. And we've upgraded. We've replaced Reed Farron with Morgan Andrew. I'm kidding, Reed. I know you're watching this, so your steam is coming out of your ears as I say that right now. We're kidding. We hope you're doing well. Thank you for holding the fort down back home. But Morgan is with us, so we thought we'd invite her on the Falcon Cast and talk a little bit about how the week's been going. I'll start with you, Jay. How's everything been going?
Barcelona's beautiful. I really love Spain. It's a little gloomier than I thought it would be, but
I'm glad you addressed the elephant in the room, and that is that we are not playing in Barcelona. We're actually in London, and you know, I made sure I gave everyone a geography lesson for the past 48 hours. And do we all know where London is now?
We do, and we are in London. We made it to the right place.
And just, Morgan is our social media coordinator, if you don't know. Morgan, how many mentions have you gotten with people reminding you on where London is and not Barcelona?
Maybe not enough. No kidding. We've got plenty. We are aware. We have seen it. We fixed the issue. We're in London, and we're all good.
And the real thing is, yes, we are in London, not Barcelona. We're excited to play the Lions. There's a football game this Sunday at Wembley Stadium. And I got to be honest, I didn't really know what to expect with this week, but it's been nothing but what an awesome experience. And I think it starts with the people of London first. So they've been so hospitable. They've been awesome. I have not met one that's not just charming would be the word. They truly are a charming culture here. They've been great. It's been fun to see their excitement about us being here. It's kind of fun because we love their accents. They like our accents, huh?
Yes.
They like our southern accents, our American accents, which is weird because we don't feel like we have any, but I like theirs. I think they have great accents.
Well, I don't know what y'all talking about because it is very interesting. You know, I've never been to Europe, so this is a first time for me, and it is really cool to see how excited people of London and the people of England and really have embraced us. They're just excited to be around the sport. This is the first time the International Series is playing three games in 1 year. So they're very excited about that. Seeing a lot of different teams, a lot of different star players around the NFL. Things that I think, you know, we take for granted on a daily basis, they're super excited about. And it's been a great home away from home this week.
Yeah, it's kind of how I am Morgan and I are when we saw Arsenal players at the practice. As you can see behind us, that we are actually at the Grove where the Falcons have been staying all week. And so they have actually made a football field back here behind us where the Falcons do walkthroughs. And then in the afternoons, the Falcons actually bus to Arsenal where they do the full practice just like they would at home. So Arsenal's been truly great to be about. What a tremendous facility they have, too.
It's beautiful there. They have a million fields, but it's incredible. It was really cool to see the difference. Their fields are a little different than ours, but it's really cool to see it. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, they've been great. I think it's kind of just business as usual. I've been impressed with Mike Smith, how I don't think he feels like he's outside of Flowery Branch. He hasn't left the Grove much. If you walk inside, they've got their offices, meeting rooms, meals, everything is just how it would be in Flowery Branch. So it is business as usual. The Falcons have started practice, and they're actually through day two of practice. And, Jay, why don't you talk a little bit about kind of what we've heard from Mike Smith, Matt Ryan. We've talked to Anton Smith, Steven Jackson, OCU Munoz. There's been a lot of press conferences for the media here. And it kind of seems like, you know, yes, it is a must-win game, but it's kind of business as usual for them, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And you kind of expected that to be the attitude, especially when you're in, week eight. You're facing a team that, is in your conference. You're facing a very good Lions defense, number one ranked in the league in a lot of different categories. So really, that's where the focus needs to be. And it has been. I know a lot of the guys, they're paying attention to, how they're being received and the food and all these other different things, but it's certainly not distracting them. And, I think that is a credit to Smitty because he's got a plan. He's had this plan in place for how they would attack London. And they're sticking to that. And I think that's really gone a long way to kind of create some routine, kind of create that feeling of we're just in Flowery Branch. I heard today that it feels a little bit like training camp. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you've been through that, let's not forget you spent 5 days in Houston earlier this year and did some practices there. So this is not all that different from anything that they've faced, other than the fact that we are, you know, across the ocean. So it really has been just business as usual.
And Morgan, if a player doesn't like the routine that we have set up for him, they can order a pizza, as Anton Smith did. I thought that was pretty funny. He's like, you know, the food's good, but I had to get some pizza.
Yeah, apparently he just really wanted some pizza, so he ordered it and got it brought to his hotel, and he enjoyed it with his friends.
What else have you kind of seen socially from the players? It seems like they're enjoying London just as much as, you know, we are, and the people, the fans here are as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Tuesday was the players' day off, and they really took advantage of that, got to see the country as much as they could, went around to different landmarks, Big Ben, Buckingham Palace. So there's a lot of social activity. A couple of them, their wives came over or their girlfriends, and they got a chance to hang out with them. So they took care of all of that at the beginning of the week so they could get into their routine Wednesday and Thursday, and they really are just making this like a whole nother week, just like they were in Frolic Branch.
And Jay, looking at the matchup, all I've heard about is when anyone asks about the Lions defense, kind of eyes get a little wider. There are some men amongst boys on that defense, especially the front seven.
Yeah, the front seven is really, I mean, you think about the big name guys, mm-hmm. You're Ndamukong Suh, Ezekiel Ansah, Nick Fairley. I mean, those guys are certainly big names, but really there's a couple other guys who you're kind of maybe not so familiar with. I mean, their leading sacker is George Johnson. And, you know, $5 if you can tell me, you know, anything about him. And so you've got
that's Miss Johnson's boy.
Yeah, there you go. But on the back end, too, you've got DeAndre Levy, who is just really playing lights out football. He leads the Lions with 49 tackles. He's really been a speed guy, a 4.6 guy coming out of Wisconsin, and he's really shut down a lot of big plays for opposing offenses. So this is a defense that really is productive, and big name or not, I think that it's a group that really helps each other out to free up. For example, you know, they were talking about today with DeAndre Levy. You want to double team those tackles, but at the same time, if Levy comes in, you've got to take a guy off, and that's going to leave the door open for one of the tackles to make a play. On the other side, if you don't double team those tackles, well, you know what could happen there. So there's so many different things that go into facing a defense like this, and the Falcons are certainly preparing as much as they can for it.
I think that's the first question everyone asks. The second is Calvin Johnson going to play?
And that's something we still don't know yet. I mean, it's looking more and more likely, but I don't know. It seems to be a closely guarded secret. I think the big thing for the Falcons, though, is that you are really facing the possibility of Harry Douglas coming back onto the field. He was a limited participant in Thursday's practice. I think getting him back onto the field creates so many matchup issues for opposing defenses, and it may not seem like that big of a deal when you talk about your slot receiver, but really when you've got Devin Hester, you've got Harry Douglas, Julio Jones, and Roddy White, it really creates matchup issues, and you like to see when a linebacker is on Harry Douglas because he's going to win that matchup every time.
And Morgan, after fans get finished reminding us that we're actually in London and not Barcelona, is kind of their biggest inquirement about if Calvin Johnson's going to play?
I think so. Is Calvin Johnson going to play? And is Harry Douglas coming back, just like Jay said? A lot of people, a lot of our fan base really missing Harry. And I know Julio, Roddy, Devin, they're all missing him. He is a big factor for this team. And I think it would be great to have him back on Sunday.
And Jay, I think on that point, Morgan makes a good point, because something you said just kind of in passing when we were walking to one of the events was, you know, Harry Douglas being out has kind of gone under the radar a little too much, because, you know, he got hurt in that Tampa game when you were blowing doors off the Bucs. Since then, have not won a game.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any coincidence in that correlation that, you know, Harry Douglas comes off the field and suddenly the offense sputters a little bit. And that's not to say that it hinges on him alone. I think it hinges on a lot of different players. The mix of the offensive weapons really play against one another. And to not have one, I think, changes a lot of what you can do and what defenses can do against you. I think you've seen a little bit more of a reliance on Levine Toilolo in Harry's absence. And we've seen, you know, Levine struggle a little bit with some of those things. And so I think getting him back would just be a crucial thing. I think the offensive line, you got to look at the offensive line too. You know, some of those injuries coming in the Minnesota game have really hampered the offense as well. But it really kind of started with Harry's injury. And to get him back, it would be interesting to see if that maybe reignites the offense at all.
All right. Good stuff from both of you. So let's get to our picks. You know, I think I'm finally on the board here.
You are.
So it took me all the way to this week, but we'll take it because I'm about to go on another streak here.
Well, who did you take?
All right, I took, Jonathan Massacre.
You did.
He was all over the place.
He had a great game.
Great game by him.
Great game.
You took Roddy White.
Yes.
And Reed took Trufant.
Desmond Trufant.
All right, yeah. So I win. One on the board, baby.
That's it.
Baby steps.
That's it.
All right, so I get the honors.
You do.
For this game, I think that front seven is going to be coming fierce. The way you defend that is with the screen pass. And the way you do the screen pass right is you throw it to Anton Smith. So I think Anton Smith is going to be my player to watch this week.
All right.
Morgan, we're going to let you go next.
Okay, so I'm new to this.
So this counts for Reed.
I know.
This is for Reed. So Reed better be at home.
I hope I do you well. I'm a little nervous. I'm going to go with kind of a safe pick, I guess. But I really think that Julio, it's time for him to have just another great game. You know, the last couple of weeks have been tough on him and Roddy. A couple of drop passes. I think they'll come back. I think Julio's just going to have a stellar game. So I'm going with him.
Reed, you can't get mad at that pick.
Man, you guys took some good picks. So, you know, for me, going back to that front seven, I think one way to keep that front seven honest is going to be the run game. However, I'm going to kind of twist things a little bit and say you got to look at pass protection from Steven Jackson. And I think Steven Jackson helping to protect Matt Ryan could go a long way. I think the Falcons are going to try to do some of those quick passes, like you mentioned, in the screen game or to Julio Jones. And I think a key to that could be Steven Jackson and how he's able to protect against some of the guys who might slip by the offensive line.
All right. Well, we have a few more days in London before we have the big game at Wembley. Continue to look at AtlantaFalcons.com and our social properties as we bring you all the content as we continue to get ready for that game against the Detroit Lions this Sunday. 9:30 start, if you don't know. So you got to wake up, have breakfast, and watch us take on the Detroit Lions. And we hopefully come back victorious and head into the bye week. So for Jay Adams, Morgan Andrew, hey, Reed, thank you again. We'll talk to you soon. We miss you. Love you. We'll see you. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of FalconCast.